Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Mordechai Linzer. Meseches Chulin is dedicated by Dr. and Mrs. David Metz, Bizchus Refuah Shleima, Moshe Ben Malka, and Esther Miriam Baschaya Leah.
Today's shiur Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach is a Meseches Chulin Daf Kuf Aleph. The Gemara brings machlokes between Reb Meir and the Chachomim, what's the halacha of somebody who eats a good anoshe of nevela. As we know, there's a famous machlokes where the Issa is Chalal Issa. And therefore, according to the Chachomim, since over here the good anoshe was already asked beforehand with the Issa Achila, so now that it becomes a nevela, Einoi Chayev Elo Achas. Because Ein Issa Chalal Issa. Whereas Rameh argues, Rameh says the halacha is Yochayev Shtayim. Because Rameh holds, Issa is Chalal Issa. And the Gemara continues, and the Gemara says, Umoidim Chachomim L'Reb Meir. There is a chatimtza where even the Chachomim are also moided to Reb Meir that we shall say Issa is Chalal Issa. When's that? If you eat a Gid Anoshe, either of an Oila or of a Shoyr Haniskel. There the Chachomim also agree that Yochayev Shtayim. So the Gemara explains that the reason why over here is an exception, and here they agree that Issa is Chalal Issa, is because over here, this isn't a regular case of Issa Chalal Issa, because the new Issa, which is the Issa of Oilon, Cheran Iskal, is an Issa Koilo be Issa Chomor. Those are the words of the Gemara. And there's a machlokes over here between Rashi and Tosfos, how exactly to understand these words. So Rashi explains that even though really ain't Issa Chalal Issa, but over here we have two reasons why over here the Issa is Chal. And that is because the second Issa, i.e. the Issa of Oila, or the Issa of Sharon Iskel, has two milas. One is it's an Issa Koil, and also it's an Issa Chomor. Issa Koil means that even though normally Ein Issa Chalal Issa, but when the new Issa is something which is anyway being Chal on different parts of the Behemah, the Mashal over here. Beforehand, only the Gid was Asa. When it now became a Nevela, the Issa of Nevela is not only Chal on the Gid, it's Chal on the whole Behemah. So we say Migu that it's Chal on the Behemah, it's Chal on the Gid as well. That's Issa Koil. Now Issa Koil on itself wouldn't be enough of a reason to say Issa Chalal Issa, but over here we have as well an Issa Chomor, which Rashi explains means there's an Issa Moisif. Issa Moisif means even in the Gid itself, which until now was Asa, but now it's become more Asa, because until now it was only Asa Ba'achila, because Gid Anoshe is only Asa Ba'achila, but it's Mutu Ba'hanor. But now that it became Asa with the Issa of Oila and Cheran Iskel, where both of these Isurim have as well an Issa Hanor, so even the Gid became more Asa than was Asa till now, that's called an Issa Moisif. And therefore the Chachom agree, when the new Issa has both Issa Koil and Issa Moisif, then we say, Issa is Chal al Issa. That's Shittas Rashi. Tosfos over here argues, and Tosfos brings Kama, asks various questions, as we'll soon see, we'll get back to the questions of Tosfos. But Tosfos holds, this isn't considered an Issa Moisif. So Tosfos says, since it's not considered an Issa Moisif, therefore Pshat in the Gemara is, that since over here the Issa Koil has a Chumra to it, because even though the fact that the Gid was also until now Ba'achila now becomes also Ba'anah, that's not enough to give it a din of Issa Moisif, but it's still a Chumra. And that Chumra is enough to go and say that Issa Koilel together with the Chumra, we say Issa is Chalal Issa. But Tosfos doesn't tell us why he argues with Rashi. He only brings Rayas that Issa is not considered an Issa Moisif. But he doesn't tell us why Taka. We know the halacha is that there is something called Issa Moisif. And by Issa Moisif, there are Tanoim who hold that Issa is Chalal Issa. So why Taka over here is it that when we say that the Gid now becomes Asba Noah, is that not called Issa Moisif? So Tosfos Harosh over here adds a biur and he says like this, he says, Issa Moisif is only when the new Issa adds an Issa to this Chayfet to somebody who previously it was Mutter to. Now over here, the Gid Anoshe was also to everybody beforehand. And the new Issa of Oilo Sharon Iskel didn't now create an Issa to somebody who until now it was mutter to. It just said that till now it was also Ba'achila, and now becomes also Ba'hano. That's not enough to give it a din of Issa Moisif. For Issa Moisif is only when the new Issa adds now Issa to make it also to somebody who until now it was completely mutter to. That's how the Tosfos Rosh explains over here the Shitta of Tosfos and the Rishonim who argue with the Rashi, and they say that the change from an Issa Achila to an Issa Ano is not considered an Issa Moisif, because to have a din of Issa Moisif is only when the Issa is Moisif Issa to somebody who until now it was mutter to. That's Shitta's Tosfos, and that's why Tosfos argues with the Rashi and says over here we don't have a case of Issa Moisif, we only have an Issa Koilel be Issa Chomor. So the Rishonim, the Mefarshim, ask of here Akasha, Stir and Tosfos. Tosfos right before this Dibba Maschel, Tosfos Dibba Maschel, Manai Tana. Tosfos asks Akasha. And he says, why don't we say over here that the Gid Anash over here, when it became Asa, when Avela, there the Gemara seems to go and say that the Chum hold Enis as a Chal Issa, and that's why you only Chayev on the Issa of Gid, not on the Issa of Avela. Ask Tosfos, why don't we say that over here as well? The Issa of Avela is an Issa Moisif. Why? Because until now, the Issa of Gid was only Asa Lehediat. Because you can mark it Gid al Gabam Mizbeach. Now that it became Asa with the Issa of Avela, it became Asa Legavaya. And therefore we should say that that's considered an Issa Moisif, because until now it was only Asur Lehediyat, and now it became Asur Legavaya. So the Mefarshim ask, Bishleim according to Shittas Rashi, that the change from an Issa Achila, which is an Issa Kal, to an Issa Hanor, which is an Issa Chomur, makes it an Issa Moisif, so to be here as well. We have over here before, and there was an Issa only to a Hediyat, which is an Issa Kal, and now it was Nisvasif, it was Nitoisaf Issa, even to Gavaya. So that's the reason to be called an Issa Moisif. But according to Tosfos, unlike the Tosfos HaRosh was Masbir, that to be considered an Issa Moisif, we have to have that the new Issa is Moisif Issa to somebody who until now it was Mutter. So let's see over here. Till now, the Gid was Asa Lehediyat. So it was Asa for Kol Ish Misrael to go and eat the Gid Anoshe. Now, when it becomes Asa LeGavoya, Gavoya isn't somebody we can go and say that it's becoming Asa LeGavoya, because the Gavoya itself doesn't do any Issa. Who does the Issa? The Issa is to the Yisrael who's makriv the Nevela al Gabi HaMizbeach. If so, to this Yisrael, it was already Asa beforehand. So according to the Klal that Tosfos holds, that Issa Moisif is only when that the new Tosefes Issa to somebody who until now it was mutter to, over here, the Yisrael who about to say that it's Asim Dimakrim the Gavoya, for him it was Asa beforehand as well. So according to Shittas HaTosfos, why would this be considered an Issa Moisif? So Rechon of Asman over here in Kevet Shmuz, he says that really, of course, we can't say it's Chal and Issa to the Gavoya, because the Gavoya isn't a Gavra we can go and say it's Osra on him. And that the Issa is Osra to the Yisrael who's being Makriv al Gabam Mizbeach, or to the Kohen's Makriv al Gabam Mizbeach, and for them it was already Osra. But nevertheless, says Rabbi Chanan over here, there's a reason why even the Tosfos will be made that this we can call this an Issa Moisif. And that is because, since until now, the reason why it was Osra l'Achila was it was a din on the Gavra. The Gavra was Asa Ba'achila. It's Asa for Yisrael to go and have an Issa Gid Anoshe. Now when it becomes now Nitoisaf, the Issa for the Yisrael to go be Makriv on the Mizbeach, the reason why this is Asa isn't because of the Yisrael, it's Machmas the Mizbeach. And therefore over here even Tosfos will go and say that since over here we have a new Sibah to go make it Asa on the Yisrael, and it's not Asa Machmas the Din on the Gavra, because the Gavra was already Asa until now. It's just Asa Machmas that it becomes Asa Mizbeach, therefore there's an Issa Akrova for the Yisrael or the Kohen to Machmas the Gavra Mizbeach. Here Tosfos will also agree that it's considered Issa Moisif. Mashenka now Gemara, where both the Issa Gid and the Issa of Oila or Sharon Iskal are only so much a Chal on the Gavra. So since on the Gavra this is already Asa, the fact that the second Issa is Moisif Issa Hano, that's not considered Issa Moisif, because the Gavra is already Asa. And they were both Asa Machmas the Gavra. Whereas over here, the second Issa isn't Asa Machmas the Gavra, it's Asa Mizbeach. Just the Issa Mizbeach creates the Issa on the Gavra to Makrav Gavra Mizbeach. And over here, even Tosfos would be Moida that would say it's considered an Issa Moisif, and therefore Issa is Chal Issa. Now let's go back and discuss the kashyas which Tosfos asks on Rashi. Tosfos asks over here in Dibba Maschil Issa Koilel three kashyas on Rashi Shita that Rashi holds that the Issa Hanor is considered Issa Moisif. The first kashy asks from the Gemara over here. The Gemara over here, after the Gemara says that the Tanu over here, the Chachamim hold that the reason why by the Gid of Oilon Sharon Iska Luchayim Shtayim is because even though Issa Koilel they hold Ein Issa Chalal Issa, but Issa Koilel be Issa Chomu, we say Issa is Chalal Issa. And the Gemara says, Man Hai Tana. Where do we find the Tana that holds that even though by Koilel Ein Issa Chalal Issa, but by Koilel Bechomur Issa Chalal Issa? The Gemara brings the Shit of Rabbi Yosi HaGlili, who doesn't speak Mefurish about this. In fact, Rabbi Yosi HaGlili only says that by Issa Koilel we say Ein Issa Chalal Issa. And the Gemara's Medayak, that it's Mashma, that were it to be by Issa Chomur, then you would say Yesh Issa Chalal Issa. Asks Tosfos, according to Rashi, that Issa Chomur means Issa Moisif. So why do we have to make a deal with Rabbi Yosi HaGlili? Why don't we bring him a furisha shit of Rabbi Yosi, who holds in Yivom Staf Lamed Beis Omad Aleph, that even though by Issa Koilel Ein Issa Chalal Issa, but by Issa Moisif, we say Yesh Issa Chalal Issa. So it's a furisha tana, why do we have to make a deal with Rabbi Yosi HaGlili when we have a beferisha Rabbi Yosi himself? Elamai says, Tosis, clearly we see from here that over here it's not a case of Issa Moisif. And therefore, even though Rabbi Yossi holds that Issa Moisif is the Chalal Issa, that's only because of Issa Moisif. But in our sugya, where there's no Issa Moisif, it's just the Issa Koilel with the Chumrah, Rabbi Yossi wouldn't be a Raya. And that's why the Gemara's only option is to bring Rabbi Yossi Aglili and to make a deal with Rabbi Yossi Aglili. That's Tosis' first Kasha. Then Tosis asks another Kasha, and he says, according to Rashi, the Rashi holds that Issa Hanah has a din of Issa Moisif. Then the Gemara at the bottom of the Omud over here, the Gemara asks a Kasha. After the Gemara brings Rabbi Yossi Aglili, Rabbi Yossi Aglili says that if you have somebody who's Tomei, Matumas Aguf, who ate Kodshim Tmeim, then the Aloch is, you know, Chayav Kores. In a case when the Chaticha was already Tomei before, and afterwards the Gavra became Tomei, Matumas Aguf, then Rabbi Yossi says, Ein Issa Chalal Issa. Because it's only Issa Koil, because since already the Chaticha was also beforehand, and now when he became Tomei, Migu that he becomes also on the other Chatichas, he becomes also on this one too. In such a case, we hold Ein Issa Chalal Issa. So the Gemara asks, why? But if you're telling me that Rabbi Yossi Aglili holds, whenever you have Issa Koil with the Chumra, we say Issa is Chalal Issa. Over here too we have a Chumra, because the second Issa, the Tumas Aguf, adds a Issa Koris. And since you have Issa Koris, that's also considered the Chumra. Just like Issa Anah is the Chumra, so Issa Koris is the Chumra. And therefore we ought to go and say that even Rabbi Yossi Aglili should say over here, Issa is Chalal Issa. Ask Tosfos, according to Rashi, the Rashi understands that Issa Anah is a real Issa Moisif, why wasn't the Gemara Mechalik and the Gemara should say, that where Rabbi Yossi Aglili holds Issa Koilub, Issa Chumra, we say Issa is Chalal Issa, that's only when it's an Issa Moisif. And therefore beforehand, when you have a gid that was also ba'achila, now becomes also ba'hana, that's considered moisif. Whereas over here, the chaticha was also ba'achila beforehand as well, because it was tomei. And even now, it doesn't add a new type of issa, it remains also ba'achila. It just became more chomor. And therefore, why would this be considered issa moisif? So the Gemara should have said, that dafka before it's issa moisif, and b'yosi holds issa chalal issa. Whereas over here, since there's no moisif, ain't issa chalal issa. Elamai says Tosis because Issa Hanah doesn't have a din of Issa Moisif. It's just a Chumrah Ba'alma. And that's why the Gemara makes a comparison. That just like the Chumrah of Issa Hanah we say is got a din of Chumur and is Chalal Issa, so too as well. The Issa of Achilas Kodshim, Betumas Aguf, also has a Chumrah. The Chumrah is Koris. And if just like that Chumrah we say Issa Chalal Issa, over here as well we should say Issa Chalal Issa. And the third and final Kasha Tosis asks is from a Gemara later on of Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Beis. Whenever the Gemara brings a memory of Shmuel, that Shmuel says that somebody took a chaticha of chaylev and he was mevashle becholov, then Shmuel says the aloch is yuchayev shtayim, one yuchayev because the isra achilas chaylev and also because the achila basa becholov. And the Gemara says, aha, so apparently we see in Shmuel's words that we say isra chala isra. And the Gemara asks the kasha that Shmuel himself is the one who says that somebody who eats truma tomeo but Tumas Aguf, you're not Chayav Misa, because since the Trumat Meir was already asked beforehand, and afterwards when you become Tomei, but Tumas Aguf, that's already a question of Issa Chalal Issa, and we say Ein Issa Chalal Issa, and therefore when you eat it, you won't be Chayav Misa B'day Shemaim. Asks, come on, we have over here a stira. Because why, if we say Ein Issa Chalal Issa, why then would Shmuel say when you're Mavashal Chaylev Becholov, are you Chayav Shtayim? Asks Tosfos, here again, according to Rashi, why did the Gemara make a Pashta Chiluk? The Gemara should have said, the Bishlim Bachelev Becholov, till now the Chelev was Asa Bachila. And now when you Mavashal Bebasa Becholov, becomes Asa Bahana. That's a real Issa Moisif. Maybe only over there Shmuel holds that you say Issa Chalal Issa. Whereas, when somebody goes and takes Truma to Meir, which was Asa Bachila till now, and now when you become Tomei Betumas Aguf, it's also Asa Bachila, it's just more Chamur. But it's not considered a Moisif, so maybe over here Shmuel, that's why Shmuel says, they only have one. Elamai says, Tosis, from these two Gemaras we see clearly that Issa Hanah never has a din of Issa Moisif. It's only a Chumra Ba'alma. And therefore, if we find that Shmuel holds that by Chelev Becholov Yuchayev Shtayim, then if so, we should have said the same ought to apply by Oichol Truma Tumeo Betumas Aguf. Because since neither of them have Moisif, and both of them have a Chumra, over here the Chumra becomes also Hanah, and over here the Chumra becomes Chayev Kores. We ought to go and say, you should have the same halacha. Those are the three riots which Tosfos brings connected Rashi. So the Rishonim over here, the Ramban, and the Ritva both answer these last two Gemaras which Tosfos asked on Rashi, and they say that according to Rashi, Just like Rashi holds that Issa Hanor has a din of Issa Moisif, because until now the Chatir was only Asa Ba'achila, and now it became Asa Ba'Hanor, and that has a din of Moisif, the same principle we'd use that when you have a Chatir, which was only Asa Ba'Lav, and now it became Asa Ba'Kares, that's also considered Moisif according to Rashi. And that's why over here, the Gemara couldn't be machalet between the Issa Moisif of Hanor and the Issa Chomor of Oichel, either Trumah Tumeah Ba'Achila Trumah Saguf, or Kachim Tumeah Trumah Saguf, because just like Issa Hanor has the new Issa Moisif, so too, the Issur of Kares is also considered Tosefes, since until now it was only Asur with the Lav, and now it became Asur with the Kares, and that's why the Gemara couldn't be machalek between them. That's how they're Miyashiv, the shit of Rashi over here in the Sugya. The Rosh Yosef over here tells us that we find another shit in the Rishonim that holds that shit of Rashi, that a Issa Hanor is also has a din of Issa Moisif. That's the shit of the Rambam. The Rambam in Perish and Mishnayis in Per Gimel of Maseches Krisis Mishnah Dalet also says that if you have something that was Asur Ba'Achila and now becomes Asur Ba'Hanor, we shall say Issa is Chalal Issa, because the Tosefes of Issa Hanor has a din of Issa Moisif. The example that the Rambam is talking about is that when you have the Issa of Chalev, which then became Kodshim, so even though the Chalev was already Asur Ba'Achila beforehand, nevertheless, when it comes now Kodshim, it's going to be Chalom the Chalev, another Issa, an Issa of Me'ila, and even though it was already Asur beforehand, but the new Issa of Hetzesh is Moisif and Issa Hanor, and therefore we shall say Issa, Moisif is Chalal Issa. Now the Rambam over there in Perashat Mishnayis asks on himself a very similar kasha to that which Tosfos asks in Rashi. From the Gmaskon of the Gemara Daf Kufi Gimel on the base, where the Gemara says that if somebody is Mabashal Chaylev B'cholov, then since we say Ein Issa Chalal Issa, you only Chayev Achas, and not like Shmuel over there who says you Chayev Shtayim. Asks the Rambam, if we're going to say that every time you have Issa Hanor, which is Moisif on Issa Achila, that has a din of Issa Moisif, and then the din is Issa Chalal Issa. If so, just like over here, when you have Chalev of Kodshim, we say that the Issa Hanor of the Kodshim is Moisif, and therefore is Chal al the Issa of Chalev, and therefore Yuchayim Shtayim, so too we should say, when you Mavashal Chalev B'cholo, true that the Chalev beforehand was also B'achila, but now Alidei the Bishl of the Chalev in Cholov, so now it's Moisif now in Issa Bosa B'cholov, and now becomes also B'Hanor. So why is that the Gemara says, you're only Chayev Achas? And the Rambam says that the teretz to this, kasha, is a nekuda niflah. It's very important, you saw it, says the Rambam, in understanding the concept of Issa Hanor. And the Rambam writes that there's a chilub between the Issa Hanor of Basa B'cholov and the Issa Hanor of Me'ila. And that is, says the Rambam, that by Basa B'cholov, the Issa Hanor is only an extension to the Issa Achila. And therefore, only when it's Asa B'Achila, we will say it's Asa B'Hanor. Whereas over here, since we're saying that the Issa Chalev is already Asa B'Achila, and therefore the Issa Achila of Basa B'Cholov can't be Chal, because Ein Issa is Chal al Issa. Therefore, since the Issa Achila of Basa B'Cholov can't be Chal, so too the Issa Hanor also won't be Chal. Because the Issa Hanor isn't an Issa by itself, the Issa Hanor is only a Dovah Noisav, is an extension to the Issa Achila. And since the Issa Achila of Basa B'Cholov can't be Chal, so too the Issa Hanor of Basa B'Cholov won't be Chal. And therefore the Rambam writes, that in such a case, it's going to be Mutter B'Hanor. The Chalev which you Mavashal and Cholov, since the Issa Achila of Basa B'Cholov isn't Chal, it's now going to be Mutter B'Hanor. Now the Achronim have difficulty in understanding what is the chilah between the Issa Hanor of Basa B'Cholov. And there we say that the Issa Hanor is an extension to the Issa Achila, and only when there's an Issa Achila is there an Issa Hanor. And when there's no Issa Achila, then we can't use the Issa Hanor as saying it's an Issa Moisif. Masha'en came by Me'ila, there we can say that the Issa Hanor is considered Moisif, and therefore it's Issa Chal Issa. What's the chiluk? Why is it by Basa B'Cholov we say in Issa Chal Issa, whereas by Chalev of Kodshim we shall say Issa Chal Issa? And the Rosh Yosef later on, the Fkuf Yud Gimel on the base, says that maybe the chiluk is that since the Makor that Basa B'Cholov is also B'Hanor, we learn from the Pasuk Lo Yisoichal Kol Toyeva. And since the Torah expresses the Issa Hanor in a form of Lo Yisoichal, and that's what we learn from Issa Hanor, so that teaches us that the Issa Hanor is only an extension to the Issa Achila. And that's why the Rambam says only when it's Asa B'Achila is it Asa B'Hanor. Masha'en ken legabe the Issa Hanor by Me'ila, there we learn it's Asa B'Moil, it's Asa B'Hanor, so it's not written in any connection with Achila. That's why the Issa Hanor is independent to the Achila. Because the Rosh Yitzvah asks, that this is Talun Machloikis Nami Roim, because only Rav Ashi says that we learn the Issa of Basa V'Chola from the Pasuk V'Lo Yisoychal Kol To Eva, but the Gemara over there on the Kuf Tes Vavim of the base brings, that there's another Shita which learns that from the Pasuk V'Lo Yisav Ashel B'Gedi B'Chalei B'Imoi. Since this Pasuk is repeated three times, we learn Echad L'Issa Achila, Echad L'Issa Anov, Echad L'Issa Bishl. So if we learn the Mekor from this Pasuk, then we don't find this Pasuk, it's a Loshen of Achila. So the Rosh Yosef says it's very difficult for him to understand Pshat in the Rambam. The Karen Oira in Yivomus of Lamad Beis, he says the chiluk between Basa B'Cholav and Me'ila is that Basa B'Cholav is Be'ikar and Issa Achila. It has to be Basa and Cholav. So it's only Chal on something which is Roi L'Achila. And since it begins with an Issa Achila, therefore even the Hanor is an extension to the Issa Achila. Mashe'enke by Me'ila, wait, the halacha is you moil even on someone who's ain't a royal achila. So therefore the Issa Hanor has nothing to do with the Issa Achila whatsoever. And that's why it's not totally on the Issa Achila. That's the chiluk which the Rambam says, the Basa B'Cholav, where it begins with an Issa Achila. So even the Issa Hanor is an extension to the Issa Achila. And that's why the Rambam says, when there's no Issa Achila, when there's no din Basa, there's no Issa Achila Basa B'Cholav, then it's not shaykh to have an Issa Hanor Basa B'Cholav. Mashen Kain by Me'ila, but there the Issa Hanor of Me'ila is not Tolu Nachila Bechlal. That's why the Rambam says that the Issa Hanor will be considered an Issa Moisif. The Kelis Yaakov increases in involve, adds a Knech, and he says that there's a fundamental chiluk between the Issa Hanor which we find by Me'ila and that we find by Basa B'Cholav. Because the Issa Hanor which we find by Basa B'Cholav, since over there the Basa B'Cholav is Asa B'Achila, and the Torah says that even any type of Hanor is going to be is Asa B'Basa B'Cholav. By Me'ila, there says the stipler, even if somebody goes to eat, he does an Achila of Hektish, he's not over an Issa Achila. What you're being over now is the Issa Hanor. Says the stipler, what's the Raya? The Raya is, because as we know, the Shi'urim of Issa Achila are always in a Kazayis. Whereas when somebody goes and does an achila of hektish, there the shir is going to be a shove pruta. And even if you have a kezayis, if it's pochis mishove pruta, you won't be over any issa. So the step from here we see that the issa hanor of me'ila is an issa hanor, where even when you do achila there, you're not over issa achila, you're over issa hanor. And therefore the only thing to be over by me'ila is always hanor, with no achila whatsoever. Mashing the abbas b'cholav, where there the issa begins with the issa achila, even the issa hanor is a hemshech, an extension to the issa achila. And that's why the Rambam was mechalek, that by abbas b'cholav, where be soydits in issa achila, that's why that it is, that only when there is an issa achila, can you be over an issa hanor. Whereas when it was ein issa chalal issa, by chaylev, which you mevashlum chala, but there's no issa achila chal over here. Why? Because ain issa chala issa. Therefore, even issa hanor won't be chal, and that's why there's no issa moisif. Mashenkin by me'ila, there, when you have chaylev of kachim, where the chaylev is also by achila. But now the kachim has a new issa, an issa hanor. And this issa hanor is an issa moisif, which will therefore be chal al issa. That's how the achronim of mazbir, the words of the Rambam Perush Mishnayos. So now the Rosh Yosef says, that maybe we can use the Rambam's teretz to answer Tosfos Kashan Rashi. Tosfos asks the Kashan Rashi that according to Rashi, that Rashi holds that Issa Hanor in our sugi has a din of Issa Moisif, and that's why we say over here Issa Chalal Issa by the gid of Shera Niskal and of Oila. So Tosfos asks the Kashan from the Gemara of Kufi to give him on the base. Well, there the Gemara seems to go and say that the Issa Hanor of Basa B'Cholav does not have a din of Issa Moisif. That's Tosfos Kashan. So the Achronim say maybe we can use the same teretz which the Rambam is mechalik between the Issa Hanor of Basa B'Cholav and the Issa Hanor of Me'ila, that's a teretz of here as well, between the Issa Hanor of Basa B'Cholav on the Afkufi Gimlon base, and the Issa Hanor and our sugya of Sheren Iskel and Oila. But the Chayra, it's taller in the various explanations we just mentioned, because according to the Karen Oira, the Karen Oira says that the chilik between the Issa of Issa Hanor of Basa B'Cholav and that of Kodshim, says the Karen Oira, is because Basa B'Cholav, the Issa begins on something which is Roi L'Achila. Therefore, Dafka by Basa B'Cholav, do we go and say that the Issa Hanor has to be on Dovah is Roi L'Achila? Mashen Kain, by Kodshim, where the Issa Me'ila is Chal, even on someone who is Eino Roi L'Achila, then the din is that we say that Issa Hanor is independent of the Issa Achila. So according to that, the Chayr and Al Sugi as well, and the Karen Oira in fact speaks this out, that both by the Issa of Oila, which is Mamash Kochim, and even Sharon Iskal, but since the Isra Sharon Iskal, the Isra Noah's Chal, even on the Chalokim and the Behemo, which is not Roy L'Achila, that teaches us that it's not Tolon L'Achila and it's not like Bosa B'Cholov. And if so, then it would be a good Sushtel, just like the Rambam says, that whenever it's not Isra Achila, then Isra Noah, we say it's Isra Moisif, that's why in our Sugi as well, Rashi would answer the Chilah between Kufid Gimel and the Beis with the Bosa B'Cholov, is because there, the Isra Noah has to be something that's Roy L'Achila. And when it's not Roy L'Achila, there's no Isra Noah. That's why in Sugi over there, this Isra'no is not considered an Isra Moisif. Mashin can be here, both by Oilo and Sher and Iskal, since the Isra'no is not Tolo and Achila Bechal, that's why the Isra'no would be considered an Isra Moisif, and we'll say Isra Chalal Isra. But according to the Stipe said that the Chiluk is, that by Me'ila, since over there by Me'ila, the Isur of the Hano is the Hano which has to do with Me'ila, and that's why the Shir is Dafka, Shabbat Pruta, then the Chayr, according to the Stipe, it's only a local Svara by Me'ila, and therefore in the Chalam over here, by the Gid of Oilo, we could say that this Hano is an Isra Moisif, but by Sher and Iskal, there, according to the Stipler, there, you wouldn't have this Svara. And therefore, we should fall back and say that just like by Bosa B'Cholov, we say that Isra Hano doesn't have a new Isra Moisif, so too over here, by Sher and Iskal, then we'd still have to come onto Tosis, the Tosis Kash would still be Shver. What's the Chilik between the Sugya of Bosa B'Cholov, the Fkufi's Gimel, where Isra Hano is not Isra Moisif, and by Sher and Iskal, where Rashi seems to go and say in our sugya that it is Isra Moisif. The Beis Halevi in Chilik Aleph in Mem Dalad clears the following shaila: what's the din when a person finds himself in a situation when he's pikuach nefesh and he has to go and eat macholos asurois, and he has a choice of two different chatichos? One chaticha which has one isa, and the other chaticha has two isurim. Then of course there's no shaila, because as we know the klal is hakal hakal tchila. You're mechuyev, even in the matzav of pikuach nefesh, to look for the least possible iser. But, klaz the Beis Halevi, what's going to be the din when the second chaticha, which has two isurim, the second iser was the iser chalal iser? In other words, it wasn't really chal, because ain't iser chalal iser. So both chatichas really have only one iser. Just the other chaticha has a second iser, which isn't chal. Is the person obligated to go and choose the chaticha which has only one iser, rather than taking the chaticha which has two isurim? Says the Beis Halevi, what's the chakira? The shad is like this: when our Gemara says ein isa chalal isa, does that mean that the second isa isn't chal at all? In which case, these two chatichas are in exact same situation; they only have one isa. The other chaticha would have had another isa, but it wasn't chal, and therefore, right now, the chumra of both chatichas are exactly equal. Or do we say that when we say ein isa chalal isa, that doesn't mean that the Isra isn't Chal? Of course the Isra is Chal. Ein Isra Chal Isra is only as far as the Chiyuvei Oinshim, as far as the Dinim, which the Torah says that somebody who does the Isra gets Malkas, or brings a Korban, or is Chayv Misa, then we say Ein Isra Chal Isra. That one doesn't give the person who does the second Isra the Oinash, but about it's Chal. In which case, in our story over here, since the second chaticha has two isurim, of course hakal hakal tchila will be mechayev to go and eat the chaticha which only has one isa. So the Beis Halevi says he has arrived from Gemara Nivomus of Lamed Beis. There the Gemara says that somebody was bar on an isha which has two isurim, she's two arayos. So even though we say ein isa chal al isa, nevertheless the Gemara says lekoivroi bein reshoim gemurim. We're still going to treat him legabe kvura to bury him amongst reshoim gemurim. Says the Beis Halevi, if the din is ein isa chal al isa, that the second isa is not chal b'chlal, if so, why does he deserve to be buried between reshoim gemurim? Elamai, because the second isa is chal. Just become him chavim an oinish on the second isa. But since he was over to isurim, therefore he deserves to receive kvura by reshoim gemurim. This raya is brought as well by the Priva Godim in the Psicha Tilchas Pesach, who is also mechiach from this Gemara that when we say ein isa chal al isa, of course the second isa is also chal. Just there's no din oinish on the second isa. And mikoyach this, he's matmiya on the Shach. The Shach writes in Yeredes, in Reish Lamed Chesiv Koten Hei, that if somebody made a shvua that he's not going to go on along and eat the Isim Nevela, so even though it's already Asa, the shvua is still Chal. But nevertheless, the din is Ein Isa Chal Al Isa. And therefore, says the Shach, if the person is going to be confronted with a situation where he has to eat this chaticha because of pikuach nefesh, since the second isa of the shvua wasn't chal, there's no need to be matir the shvua, because anyway it wasn't chal. says the Prima Gadim, that from this Gemara, where the Gemara says the Kovra ben Shom Gemurim, is Muchach, that even the second is Izchal, just as no Din Oynesh, and therefore in this case, for sure, before he eats the Chatichah of Nevelo in Pikuach Nefesh, he should first be Matir the Shvuah, could not to be Nichshal in the second Isser. So the Achreinim, the Stipler in the previous Simon, Krisis Simon Vav, and the Kibbutz Aris of here in Rabbi Chon as well, then Atmiya on the Beis Halevi, and on the Prima Godim, from this Rambam we just now learned, the Rambam was telling us here in Parashat Mishnayos, that because the din is Ein Issa Chal Al Issa, therefore when somebody is Mevashel Chelev B'Cholov, then it's Mutar Vahana. Why? And the Rambam explained, because since as far as the Issa Achila is concerned, the Issa Achila Basa B'Cholov, we say Ein Issa Chal Al Issa, and the Issa Hana Basa B'Cholov is a follow-on, is an extension to the Issa Achila, therefore that's also not Chal, and therefore the Rambam writes, it's Mutar Vahana. Say these achronim, it's mefurish in the Rambam, that he's understanding like the Shach, that when we say, Ein Issa Chal Al Issa, the second Issa isn't Chal B'Chalal. And since the Issa Achila Bas B'Chalal wasn't Chal B'Chalal, therefore so to the Issa Ano, and that's why it's Mutar B'Ano. But had we said, like the Beis Halevi in the Prima Godin, that the second Issa is always Chal, then surely it should be also B'Ano, because the Issa is always Chal. It's only the Gabbai Malkus that you won't get, but the Issa itself should be Chal. And how could the Rambam write, it's Mutar B'Ano? So clearly, from the Rambam's Muchach, that he's understanding that Ein Issa Chal Al Issa means the second Issa is not Chal B'Chal. And that's them as the Pashtus. When we say Ein Issul Chal, that means the second Issa is not Chal B'Chal. Whereas the Kund Viz Achroinim, the Issa is Chal, there's no Din Oynash. So the Shail is, how's the Rambam going to learn Pshat in the Gemara Nivamas? So the Achroinim explain that the Rambam must have understood that even though the second Issa is not Chal, but since we have over here two Sibbas of Issa, Enach Nam, it's not Chal, but that's enough to be mechayev. He should be mechayev kvura ben Roshoyim Gemurim. Because even though as far as being over the Issa, we say Ein Issa Chal Al Issa, but really we have another Issa, it just can't be Chal. And therefore as far as the Gav was being over these two Isurim, he's doing enough of a rishus to be mechayev him kvura ben Roshoyim Gemurim. The Gemara continues in Amud Beis, and the Gemara says, Rabbi Yosi Akli Lelisli Isur Kailal, since in Amud Aleph we established Rabbi Yosi Aglilia holds that Ein Issa Chal Al Issa, even within Issa Koil, asks Gemara, we have a Mefurish Braisa, which seems to say that Rabbi Yosi Aglilia holds that within Issa Koil, we do say Issa is Chal Al Issa. Why? Because the Braisa says that if you have Shabbos in Yom HaKippurim, then if you did the Malacha on this Shabbos Yom HaKippurim, then Rabbi Yosi Aglili seems to say, Yochai v'alzeh be'atzmoy v'alzeh be'atzmoy, and the Braisa learns from the Psukim, which says Shabbos he, and Yom HaKippurim hu, which teaches us that we do say Issa Chal Al Issa. And from here the Gemara says, clearly we see that Rabbi Yosi Aglili holds that a Issa Koilal is Chal Al Issa. So the Rishonim over here, Rashi and Tosfos, are coming to explain, where's the Raya? Maybe the reason why over here, the Aloch is Yochai v'shtayim, is because since Shabbos and Yom HaKippurim is Chal b'vas achas, that's why the both Yisurim are Chal together. Where do we see anything about an Issa being Chal Al Issa? So Rashi and Tosfos over have a Machloikas. Rashi explains over here, in Dibur Maskel Shalach Ravin, that the Gemara over here is understanding, like the Shitta in Yivamis, the Flamund Gimel, that just like we say, Ein Issa Chal Al Issa, so too Ein Issa, Bevasachas, is also not Chal. You can't have two Yisurim being Chal Bevasachas. And if Rabbi Yosi Aglili nevertheless says that Yochai Vshtayim, Bal Kochach, that can only be because each Issa has enough to be Chal even on the other Issa, and even had one come before, the second Issa would be Chal. Because otherwise, you would say, even though it was Bevasachas, neither of them, you'd only be Chayv one, you'd never be able to be Chayv two. And therefore, it's only because both of the Issurim, both Shabbos and Yom Kippur, have a Sibba to be Chal on the other one, that's why Yochai Vshtayim. So what's the Sibba? So Rashi says that Shabbos, the reason why it's Chal is because even had Yom Kippur come beforehand, Shabbos is an Issa Moisif, because even though they're both Osb and Malacha, but Shabbos is Chayv Mises Bezdin, whereas Yom Kippur is only Chayv Kores. So Shabbos is Moisif the Mises Bezdin. And Yom Kippur, even though it's not Moisif, says Rashi, but it has Issa Koil. Why? Because even though both Yom Kippur and Shabbos are equal, that they're both Osb and Malacha, but Yom Kippur has an extra that it's Osb Achila as well, and therefore we say Migu, that when it comes Yom Kippur, you now become Osb Achila, that's why it's also going to be Chal, the Issa Malacha. And that's what the Gemara means when the Gemara says we have a Raya from Rabbi Yosi Aglili. Since Rabbi Yosi Aglili says that Aloch is Yochayim Shtayim, because we learn from the Pasuk, Shabbos he, and Yom HaKippurim hu, that Shabbos he tells us that Shabbos is Chal. Why? Because Issa Moisiv is Chal Al Issa. And Yom HaKippurim hu tells us Yom HaKippurim is Chal. Why? Because it's an Issa Koilel, and that's Chal and Issa Shabbos. So from his we see that Rabbi Yosef clearly holds that Issa Kodel is Chal al Issa. That's from the Gemara's Kasha. Just, the Achrenim points out that in both of these two, there's a Chiddush. Now where Rashi says that Shabbos has a din of Issa Moisif. So firstly, of course, Rashi is going with Shittasei, who tells us on Amud Aleph that Issa Hanoah has a din of Issa Moisif. Unlike Tosafos, who says that for Issa Moisif, that's only when the new Issa is ushering somebody who until now was Mutter, he don't have that. Here, that's like Issa Hanoah, with Issa Hanoah was anyway ushered beforehand by Achila. It's just Moisif Hanoah, and if over here as well, it's only according to Rashi that we're going to say that Shabbos can be Issa Moisif. But the Rosh Yosef says that even more than that, because even by Issa Hanoah we understand it's an Issa Moisif, because Al Kuponim the Cheftza, which until now was only ushered by Achila, now there's the Tosafos Issa, that it becomes also Issa Hanoah. So the Tosafos in the Cheftza of the Issa, until now it was Issa Hanoah, now becomes Issa Hanoah. But over here, even in the Cheftza there's no Moisif. Until now it was Issa, and now it remains just as Issa as before it. The only Nafkimina is in the Oynish, that now the Oynish is more Chomor, but where's the Tosafos Issa anyway? It's just the Tosafos Oynish, and that's even a bigger Chiddush for Rashi to go and say that it also has a din of Issa Moisif. That's the Chiddush as far as Shabbos. And as far as Yom Kippur is concerned, that what Rashi says has a din of Issa Kodel, Rabbi Kuega points out that in the Gemara Nivomus of Laman Beis, that we find that we only say Issa Kodel when both Yisurim are from the same Shem Issa, like we had before in the Gemara. The Gemara says, when you have a Gidah Noshe, which becomes a Nevela, so if you hold Issa Kodel, then you'll say that Migu, that now the whole behemah becomes Asa Ba'achila, so to the Gid will also become Asa Ba'achila of Nevela. That's because they're both Asa because of Achila. Whereas over here, what's Rashi saying? Migu, since Yom Kippur adds now an Issa Ba'achila, so since it's Chal Issa Achila, so it's going to be Chal Issa Malacha. But Achila Malacha, too shameless. And therefore asks Rabbi Kuega, there the Gemara seems to go and say that in such a case one doesn't apply the Yisoid of Issa Kodel. So how is it over here? Rashi is telling us that the reason why Yom Kippur and Bichal was because of Issa Kodel. So the Rosh Yosef is madcha that one has to say that the Gemara over here that assumes according to Rashi that the reason why Yom Kippur is Chal is Medina Issa Kodel is really only a Hava Mina. Because Maskon of the Gemara Baal tells us that the reason why they're both Chal is because we consider them to be Vasachas. And therefore, our Gemara is going to have a Mina Nivamas. And then if the Maskon of the Gemara Nivamas and when does Issa Kodel, it's only going to be like Maskon of the Gemara here, the reason why both are Chal is because it's without sachas. So Tosfos, on the bottom of the previous Amud, argues with Rashi, and he says that the Gemara Nivamus is Mavur, that without sachas, we do say Issa's Chalal Issa. And therefore, how can we go and say over here, like Rashi seems to go and say, that our Gemara is going like the man Doma who holds, that even without sachas one says that they're both not Chal. Tosfos asks, the Gemara Nivamus is Mavur Nishtazoi. And therefore, Tosfos says, that Pshat in the Gemara is, really, this pshat, Rashi himself brings this pshat from his rebbes. He doesn't like it. Tosfos goes with this pshat that the Gemara is understanding right now that Shabbos and Yom Kippurim, since Shabbos is Kviyah V'Kayma, since Shabbos also has a fixed date, whereas Yom Kippurim is Tolu and the Kiddush HaChodesh of Beis Din, that's why we consider Shabbos always to be before Yom Kippurim. Because Shabbos we know when it's going to come, whereas Yom Kippurim we only discover when it's going to come. When they do Kiddush HaChodesh, it's considered that the Issa Yom Kippur always comes after Shabbos. And that's Pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara is saying, about the Shabbos, it's Poshet Yoiver. Shabbos is always first. But why are you Chayvin Yom Kippur? Because Yom Kippur is Moisif and Issa Kodel. And it's from here that the Gemara sees in Rabbi Yosef Glili that you're Chayvin Yom Kippur. That's where we see that you're Chayvin Issa. That by Issa Kodel we say, Issa Chalal Issa. Just Tosfos asks on himself, and he says, if so, it comes out that the fact you chayv al Shabbos is poshut, because Shabbos was always first. The only chiddush is that you chayv in Yom Kippur. So why then does the Gemara bring two psukim? The Gemara says one pasuk is Shabbos he, and one pasuk is Yom Kippurim hu. Bishleim according to Rashi, that really we should say that even bevasachas we say in a sechalisa. So there's a chiddush both that you chayv al Shabbos. Why? Because it's a moisif. And from here we learn that it's a moisif is chalalisa. And secondly, that Yom Kippurim is chal. That's because Issa Kodel. So we need two psukim, one for Issa Moisif, and one for Issa Kodel. But according to Tosfos, so Tosfos says that Shabbos is Kviyah V'Kayma, and that's why Shabbos is always considered first. If so, we don't need the pasuk that Yichayv al Shabbos is partially Yichayv al Shabbos. We only need the second pasuk to go and tell Yichayv al Yom Kippur. That's what Tosfos asks on his own pshat. Now the Shabbos Aria declares In Siman Ayin Ches. We know that Yom Kippur is also B'chol Malacha. Lam Tes Malachos, just like it's also Shabbos, is also Yom Kippurim. He declares, we find on Shabbos that besides the Lam Tes Malachos, there's other Malachos. As we know, that the Malach of Mechamer, it's also be Mechamer Acha Behemtoi on Shabbos. There's the Malach of Issa Shvisas Behemtoi, that even your Behemoth is also be Malacha. Clear the Shagasari of these Yisurim, also, are these Yisurim which are besides the Lam Tes Malachos, we have other Yisurim which are also on Shabbos, so those are going to be Osir on Yom Kippurim as well. Says the Shagasari from our Gemara's Muchach that these things are also on Yom Kippur as well. Why? Because as we just said now, according to Rashi, we need two psukim, one to go and tell you that Shabbos is Chal, why Midin Moisif, and one to tell you Yom Kippurim is Chal Midin Koilel. Says the Shagasari, imagine had we said that these Yisurim are only also on Shabbos and not also on Yom Kippur. If so, just like we said that Yom Kippur is Chal on Shabbos because you have an Issa Koilel. What's the Issa Koilel? Because since you have a new Issa Vachila which bring Yom Kippur brings, that's why it's Chal Malacha. So had we said that Shvisas Behemtoi is only as also on Shabbos, not Yom Kippur, then just like Yom Kippur with Shabbos is Koilel, so too Shabbos of Yom Kippur would also be Koilel. Why? Because you'd say Migu, that Shabbos it brings adds an Issa Shvisas Behemtoi and Mechamer, therefore brings the other Malachos as well. And if so, says the Shagasariya, why do we need two psukim? If we have a pasuk which tells us Yom Kippur is chal over Shabbos because of Koilel, then Kol Shekein, Shabbos would be chal over Yom Kippur for the same principle, because it's also Koilel, it adds Shvisas Behemtoi. Not only that, it has a Chumra as well, that it's Moisif as well, Mises based in. So we've done a Kavachoymeh, if Red Yom Kippur is chal over Shabbos, Kavachoymeh, Shabbos chal over Yom Kippurim. Elamai says the Shagasariya, clearly the Gemara understands that there's no extra Issa which Shabbos has of Yom Kippur, and therefore there's nothing that can be Koilel. And therefore says the Gemara, we wouldn't be able to learn out from Yom Kippur, because Yom Kippur maybe is Chal, because you have Issa Koilel, whereas Shabbos there's no Issa Koilel, maybe it's not Chal. And for that we need the second post to come and tell you, even though it's not Chal, Midin Koilel, but it's Chal Midin Moisif. Why? Because it's Moisif, the din of Misas Beis Din. The Maskon of the Gemara over here is, Rava says, that the reason why Yochai Shtayim is not because of Issa Koilel, not because of Issa Moisif, just what? The Chal B'Vasachas. Chal B'Vasachas. Since the Chal B'Vasachas, that's why Yochai Shtayim. So, in the Hagos of Yaakov Emden over here, he asks an interesting kasha. He brings the Torah in Siman Reish Ches, where the Torah over there says that we know that there's a mitzvah of Tosefes Shabbos and Tosefes Yom HaKippurim. And there's a shayla in the Rishonim whether this din Tosefes is Deiraisa or Drabanan. And the shit of the Torah is that Tosefes Yom HaKippurim is Min HaTorah, but Tosefes Shabbos is only Drabanan. That's the shit of the Torah in Siman Tov Reish Ches. Asked to be Yaakov Emden, Chayv from our Gemara is Mefurish Steer to the Torah. Because our Gemara says, Maskona is the reason why Yochai Shtayim, is because it's Chal B'Vasachas. Both Shabbos and Yom Kippurim is Chal B'Vasachas. Asked to be Yaakov Emden, according to the Torah, it's not true. According to the Torah, then Yom Kippur is Chal before Shabbos, because Tosefes Yom HaKippurim is Min HaTorah, and therefore that's always going to be Chal before Shkia of Yom Kippur. You have a mitzvah of Tosefes, mitzvah deraisa, whereas Shabbos is only Chal, mamash by the Shkia, mamash by Hashmoshes. So how can the Gemara going to say it's Chal B'Vasachas? So the Chasam Sofer says the Pasha Teret, he says Anachanama, Avad the Torah Taka says, that's Min HaTorah. But Min HaTorah is only a mitzvah saseh. Mitzvah Aseh, that tells us that Aloch is got mitzvah Yom HaKippurim, mitzvah Tosefes Yom HaKippurim. But that only takes us, that mitzvah Aseh takes us till Min HaShemoshes. But there is a Kares of Yom HaKippurim, of Malacha or Achila, that begins Min HaShemoshes. And therefore, as far as there is a Kares of Shabbos Yom HaKippurim, which are both Chal together, at the same time, by Ben Hashmoshes, as far as those Yisroel were concerned, it's a sugi of a basachas, and a chanama, you have a mitzvah that stay beforehand, but we're not busy with that mitzvah, we want to know as far as the two Yisroel, the two chiyobi krisis of Asiyas Malacha, Shabbos Yom HaKippurim, those are chal, the basachas, the shas, shkia of Shabbos Yom HaKippurim. The Gemara continues, and the Gemara brings a brisa, where the Chacham said to Yehuda, they're trying to prove that the pasuk of Al Kein Ayechov Bnei Yisrael was said b'shas matan Torah. So he said, since the lashon of the pasuk is Al Kein Ayechov Bnei Yisrael, the Chacham say, since when a Klal Yisrael called Bnei Yisrael, surely that's only after matan Torah.
And from this, they bring a raya that the pasuk was really said b'shas matan Torah, and it was only written over here in Parashas Vayishlach just to remind us of why it became osa. And the Gemara tells us that Rava asks a kasha: how can the Chachamim say that the Klal Yisrael are only called Bnei Yisrael after matan Torah? But there's another pasuk in Parashas Vayigash which says Vayisu Bnei Yisrael es Yaakov Aviem. That's before matan Torah, and nevertheless, the Shvatim are called Bnei Yisrael. So maybe if so, the previous pasuk is also before Matan Torah. And the Gemara answers, no, that was only Le'acha Maisa. Only after HaKadosh Baruch himself, at the end of Parashat Vayishlach, called Yaakov Avinu Yisrael, then the Klal Yisrael become called Bnei Yisrael. So the Mefarshim asks, and the Muki Agrib over here at the back of the Gemara asks, why, when Rav is asking his Kasha, proving that we find Bnei Yisrael before Matan Torah, why does he wait until Parshas Vayigash? There's a pasuk beforehand in Parshas Miketz. The pasuk says, "Vayuvoyu Bnei Yisrael lishbar oichel." So ready then? Why didn't he ask from then? Maybe he'll tell me there's no nafkemina. We just find one pasuk, but it can't be, because we find the Gemara says after the Gemara says la'achamaisa. So the Gemara says maybe we should go and say ma'hi shaita litzer. Maybe she become asif since Klal Yisrael are called Bnei Yisrael. So if we're going to find a pasuk before Parashas Vayigash, then it's very important for us to know this pasuk, because then according to the Hamad of the Gemara, we would already be answering them before that. So surely the Gemara chose the pasuk of Parashas Vayigash. That must be the only pasuk where the Gemara could ask from. So asks the Nemukhi Agrib. So the Chasam Sofer over here in Chiddush Chasam Sofer says a very geshmak of pshat in the Gemara. And he says like this. He says, there's two ways one can understand Bnei Yisrael. Bnei Yisrael can either mean the children of Yisrael. Who's Yisrael? Yaakov Avinu was called Yisrael. Right? That's one way of understanding Bnei Yisrael. And surely, this way can be even before Matan Torah. But the other way Bnei Yisrael means, Bnei Yisrael would mean Bnei Yishrei Keil. Since Klal Yisrael are called Yisharim, and Yishrei Keil, that the Yisharim, the nation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's how they earned the name Yisrael Yishrei Keil. But that title we only got Mishas Matan Torah. Says the Chasam Sofer, every time we find the word Yisrael, we have to declare, are we referring to Eniklech or children of Yaakov Avinu, and we're called Bnei Yisrael Saba, or are we talking about Bnei Yisrael, the title which we got Mishas Matan Torah? So explains the Chasam Sofer, when the Gemara, when the Chachamim are being mechiyach from Yehuda, from the pasuk of Alkein LaYoichu Bnei Yisrael Es Gidah Noshe, the raya isn't just from the word Bnei Yisrael, because Bnei Yisrael itself could mean Bnei Yisrael Saba. The raya is because of the continuation of the pasuk. The pasuk says Alkein LaYoichu Bnei Yisrael Es Gidah Noshe, and the pasuk finishes off by saying Ki Noga BeKaf Yerach Yaakov. So in the same pasuk we find we say Bnei Yisrael, and then we mention Yaakov. So over here, say the Chachamim, over here the Bnei Yisrael can't mean the children of Yisrael. Because since at the end of the pasuk we call him Yaakov, so had we meant the children of Yaakov, we should have said Bnei Yaakov. Elomai bal korach, say the Chachamim, surely Bnei Yisrael over here mean Bnei Yishrei Keil. And that's surely after Matan Torah. And it's from this the Chachamim bring the Raya. If so, when Rava comes along, Rava asks his Kasha, Rava's kasha is also only from such a pasuk, but we find in the same pasuk they're called Bnei Yisrael and as well Yaakov, and that's why the Gemara brings the pasuk which says Vayisru Bnei Yisrael es Aviyem, and then at the end of the pasuk it says Vayokom Yaakov. So since it says Vayokom Yaakov, Baal Korach, when it says Vayisru Bnei Yisrael, it doesn't mean the children of Yaakov, because had it meant that, would have said Bnei Yaakov, that's what we call him at the end of the pasuk. Elomai Bnei Yisrael means Yishrei Keil, and that's stuff where Rava asks his kasha from. Whereas the pasuk in Parshas Miketz, which in the Muki Agriba asked, where there we find the pasuk says Vayovoyu Bnei Yisrael Lishbar Oichel, there's no indication which Yisrael we're talking about. Here it could mean Bnei Yisrael as in the children of Yisrael Saba, because there's no mention of Yaakov in this pasuk, and that's why there's no kasha from this pasuk. Robert Dafka chose the pasuk in Parashas Vayigash, where there it's muchach in the pasuk. Then when we say Bnei Yisrael, we don't mean Bnei Yaakov, we mean Bnei Yisrael, Klal Yisrael, who called Yishrei Keil. That's what Chasam Sofer explains. Just what? There's still another pasuk. There's another pasuk which says in Parashas Vayishlach, with the Maisa of Shechem ben Chamor in Dina. And there the pasuk says, Nevola Ne'esestor by Yisrael. And the pasuk continues and says, Lishkav es bas Yaakov. Oh, so l'chayre here is Muchach, and it says Yisrael. That means Klal Yisrael, because here as well, it couldn't have meant as in Yisrael, as in Yaakov. Because the pasuk says, Lishkav es bas Yaakov. And if so, here the kasha is, if we're going to go with the Chasam Sefer's Mahalach, that the Chacham Madafka asking from such a pasuk, where we find Yisrael, and in the same pasuk has Yaakov, and that's the Hechach Yisrael, means Klal Yisrael, and not just B'nei Yaakov. Is so here we have a pasuk, Nevala Nesesor B'Yisrael, which Yisrael? It must mean Yisrael Kev, because it can't mean Yaakov, because it says Lishkav Espas Yaakov. Says the Chasam Sefer, Gevaldik. Because the Ramban al HaTorah, Ramban explains this pasuk as follows. He says that why is it such a Nevala? The Nevala was because it was Nesesor B'Yisrael. It was done to the daughter of such a choshev a person. Why was Yisrael so choshev? He was well known. He was the one, Kisariso, Emeloikim, Emanoshim Atuchal. He was the one who won and waged the war over the Sarish al Esav. So what's the Nevala? The Nevala is this, it was done to a daughter of Yisrael, and it was treated as if it's just Bas Yaakov, it's just a poshta mensch. So the pasuk is saying that the reason why it's a Nevala is because it was done to somebody so choshev, and it was treated as if it's just a regular, the daughter of Bas Yaakov. So if so, of course in this pasuk is no raya, because in this pasuk it doesn't mean, of course it means the same person, but it means the tzad choshev of Yaakov Avinu, that's when he's called Yisrael, and the tzad kaviyachol not so choshev, and that's why the Gemara couldn't ask from this pasuk. The Gemara at the bottom of the Amud starts the new sugi of Evim and Achai, and the Gemara brings machlokes tanoim as to whether the is of Evim and Achai is noeg by behema tumeya. The shit of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Elazar is that the Issa of Evim and Achai is noeg both by Behemoth Tahira and by Behemoth Tumeya. The Chacham argue and they say that the Issa of Evim and Achai is noeg only by Behemoth Tahira. The Rambam and the Rif bring down this Machloikas and the Paskin like the shit of the Chachomim that it's only noeg by Behemoth Tahira. Rabbi Kveig over here in Chidushim points out that normally the Rif only brings down halachas which are negei al maisa. And therefore he asks that over here there's no nafkamina, because anyway the behemoth tumeya is also ba'achila. And therefore, my nafkamina, why was it important for the Rif to go and tell us that there's an issa of evim and achai on the behemoth tumeya? Anyway, this is asa. And the issa of evim and achai is not making it in any way more asa. Maybe we'll say there'll be a nafkamina legabei that the issa of behemoth tumeya is only when you eat a kazayis of basa. Mashenkin evim and achai, as we'll see on the next daf, we find that even when you have a pochis mekazayis basa, and you have a tziruf of the gidim and the atzomois, then they're both mashlim the kazayis of basar for the isvei menachai. So maybe that's going to be the nafkamina, and that's why it's important for the Rif to go and say that one shouldn't think that by behema tumeya there's going to be isvei menachai, and the nafkamina would be legabe pochis me kazayis basar. Just it's not a gishmak that should be the nafkamina, because we know the chatishir is also min haTorah. Therefore, anyway, the minute you have even a pochis me kazayis of basar behema tumeya, it's also in the Torah. The same kasha also the Beis Yosef asks on the Torah in Sin and Samach Beis, who also brings down the Machlokes Tanoim and says we paskin that the Issa of Evim and Achai is only noig in a behemoth Torah, not in a behemoth Tumeya. Here too the Beis Yosef says the Ma'anaf Kamina, anyway it's going to be Asa because of behemoth Tumeya. So the Bach of an art says two nafkaminas. There's two nafkaminas, even though the basar's asa mitzad is the behemoth tumeya, there's two nafkaminas why it's important for us to know that the is of Evim and Achai is only by behemoth tahira and not by behemoth tumeya. The first nafkamina the Bach says is agabe the din of bittel b'roiv. As we know, whenever you have an issa which has become nis'ar b'heta, so provided you have roiv heta, then the din is bittel b'roiv. But sometimes we find that even though you have roiv heter, it's not bottle. That's when you have a din of a barrier. When you have an isra shalim, then that has a chashivas and it's not bottle b'roiv. Never says the Bach, when you have an isra of eva menachai, when you have a full eva, that's got a din of a dover shalim and barrier, and therefore it's not bottle. Says the Bach, that's why it was important for the Torah to tell us that this din of eva menachai is only noeg by tehira. And therefore, if you're going to have a kazayis of eva menachai, of tumeya, which was nis'arav into roiv heter, then even though normally the halacha is Eiv Menachai is a dover choshev and is a barrier, that's only by tahira, and that's when the halacha is going to be one bottle. Vashen can Eiv Menachai of tumeya, since it's not noyeh, we pass like the chachomim that there's no din Eiv Menachai by behemoth tumeya, therefore the din will be, it's going to be bottle,
And even though it's also machmas, the din of behemoth tmeya, but as far as the din of behemoth tmeya, there's no din of beria. Never it's going to be bottle v'royiv. That's the first nafkamina. Second nafkamina, says the Bach, big chiddush. He says that the nafkamina is that, as we know, it's also for Yisrael to give a chaticha of Eivim and Achai to a ben Noyach, because it's one of the Shev Mitzvahs Bnei Noyach, and that you'll be Oivel if Nei Iver L'Sitin Mikshel. Says the Bach, for that it's important for the Torah to tell us that the Issa of Lifnei Iver is only by giving Eivim and Achai of a Tehoiro. Masha'enkein, it'll be mutter for Yisrael to give an Eivim and Achai of a Behemoth to Meo to a Goy, because there's no Issa of Eivim and Achai for Yisrael only for Behemoth Tehoiro and not for a Behemoth to Meo. And the same Teretz is also on the same page on the Magia and the Prisha. He also says the same idea, and he adds, and he says, and maybe you'll tell me that what the Gemara says, that what the Chachamim said, that it's not Noyeg, the Is of Eivman and Achai by Tameo, maybe that's only for Yisrael. Whereas for a Ben Noyach, maybe that there's no Nafkimina, and that the Is of Eivman and Achai is Noyeg both by Tahoro and by Tameo, in which case there will be an Is of Lifnei Iver. Says the Magia on the Prisha, no, it can't be, because we have a klal. The klal says, "Mi kemidi to the ben noach also or Yisrael shari." It's not shayach to say that the din of ben noach should be more chomer than Yisrael. And since over here we pass like the chacham in the by Yisrael, eivim min achay behemet tmeo is mutar. There's no is of eivim min achay behemet tmeo. It wouldn't make sense to say that it'd still be an is of eivim min achay to ben noach. Now the shach of an art is matmiya both in the Bach and the Bagia and the Prisha. Why? Because it's Mefurish a Gemara later on that Kufbeis on the Dalaf, but the Gemara says that even the Chachamim will hold that by Yisrael there's no Is of Eivim and Achai by Behemoth Tmeo, but Avada by Ben Noach there's no Chiluk, and both by Behemoth Tehoiro and by Behemoth Tmeo there is an Is of Ben Noach. And that what the Magia and the Prisha asks, that we have the Klal of Mir Kemidi, says the Shach Toysus on Tafdam and Gimel on Dalaf addresses the Shaila. And he asks, how taka can it be that Behemoth Tmeo is mut, there's no is of Behemoth Achai to Yisrael, but there is for a Goy? And Tois explained that the whole klal of Mir Kemidi only applies to something where there's no is at all for Yisrael. But since over here, the Iker is of Behemoth Achai does apply to Yisrael by Behemoth Tahira, so that when we find an extra prat by Ben Noach, that doesn't matter, that's not a steer to the klal of Mir Kemidi. Either way, says the Shach, so it's Mefurish and Tosfos, and in the Gemara, that Avada we do have an Issa of Eivim and Achai from Behemoth Tmeo for a Ben Noach. And therefore, how can the Bach and the Magi and the Prisha go and say that it will be mutter for Yisrael to be Moshit, to hand over an Issa of Eivim and Achai from Behemoth Tmeo to Ben Noach? Surely there's an Issa of Lifnei Iver L'Sitin Mikshel. So in the Sefer, Emunah Shmuel, Siman Yudalad, says that in the Bach of here says the Gevald Gechidosh, that Avada, of course, the Bach didn't forget the Gemara, that Avada the din is that for Ben Noach it's also to go and take an Eivim and Achai Behemoth Tmeo. But the Bach holds that the Gabba the Issa of Lifnei Iver L'Sitin Mikshol, that only applies when it's also for the Yisrael. Only on such an Eivim and Achai, which is also for Yisrael, then it does become also to go and hand over to the Ben Noach. Since there's no Issa Eivim and Achai for Yisrael, of course it's also because it's Behemoth Tmeo, but Behemoth Tmeo is not also Ben Noach. And as far as Issa Eivim and Achai, that doesn't apply to Yisrael. In such a case, there's no Issa of Lifnei Iver L'Sitin Mikshel, because Lifnei Iver L'Sitin Mikshel is only on something which is also both for the person who's the Machshel and the Nikshel. And that's why the Bach says that even though the actual chaticha is also on the Ben Noach, but there won't be an issa for the Yisrael to be moishit to the Ben Noach. The Pri Chadosh over here in Sim Samach Beis argues very stark with him on the Shmuel, and he says, Haytochen, surely Lifnei Iver L'Sitin Mikshel is to be machshil the Iver, and since over here it's also the Ben Noach to go and have a chaticha of Eivim and Achai from Behemoth Tmeo, then Avada is Lifnei Iver. But then Muna Shmuel understands in the Bach this Chiddush, that even if it's also for the Ben Noach, nevertheless, there won't be any issa of Lifnei Iver L'Sitin Mikshel for the soul to give the Ben Noach a Eivim and Achai from Behemoth Tmeo. Yashar Koyach and Kol Tov.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.